The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. I hope you had a great weekend. It's November the 2nd. I'm sorry, it's November the 3rd. Wow, how did that happen? November the 3rd, and we are running into Thanksgiving, and Bad Bob, you let another month get away from us.
How'd you think that?
You've kind of like a habit of this.
Yeah,
well, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking is that you're some things are going on there that you just, you know, no attention to detail here.
No. Shame on me.
Oh, well, there's a lot of things getting away from me here today. Anyway, hey, 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, Monday, like this. And we always start off kind of a little. God, did I just snort right then? I'm sorry. Hey, what's happening?
You did the snort.
I did. 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We got a big day today. We have the VFW in here. We have Patrick Jones is going to be in here. We have a lot of things that are happening today. And, of course, tomorrow is Election Day, where you go out and cast your vote if you haven't already via the mail. But let's start off with the weather.
Partly sunny today, a high near 69, mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 49, partly sunny for your Tuesday, election day, and a high near 70, no reason at all weather-wise to fail to get out and vote. Right now we're looking at about 45 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. Give seniors and veterans discounts. All right. A lot of stuff happening today. Over the weekend, you couldn't help but watch. Did you watch the 49ers game?
I'm sorry to say that I missed it.
Well, I tell you what, it was sad almost. Kaepernick, whom I don't have a great deal of, I don't know, love or anything. You know, I just don't understand the 49ers anyway. They seem to have all the capabilities, but the St. Louis Cardinals, St. Louis Rams, sacked him 8 times. Every time he turns around, there's a ram in his face, knocking him down. I think he fumbled one time, and still they stayed in the game. And at the end, it was 13-10, and they're driving, and they are literally on the half-yard line. Kaepernick gets up underneath the center, takes the snap, and that's kind of bobbled, but he gets it, pulls it into his chest, and he does, you know, and he wedges between the guard and the center. Quarterback sneak. When he's going across the line, I mean, these guys are piling in there. The ball comes loose. The linebacker for St. Louis picks up the ball. Game over. Game over. And there they were on the half, and they're playing in San Francisco. And San Francisco is screaming and yelling, he scored. And then the refs aren't giving the touchdown signal. And then this Ram jumps up with the ball and is dancing around. Touchback. Ball goes out to the 20-yard line. Game's over. Talk about a shocker. And I don't, you know, it was just one of those things. The one thing on the weekend that I get to do that I don't get to do during the week, though, is I get to sleep. I get to sleep in to at least 7 o'clock on Saturday mornings, because after 7, it gets too difficult. But anytime I sleep on my sleep number bed with my sleep number setting of 45. I moved it up last night. I can't begin to tell you that it's one of the best things that we've done is take on sleep number as one of our advertisers. But to use the bed and their sleep number with the dual air technology, so that Linda can sleep at her sleep number setting of 40 and I can sleep at my sleep number setting of 45. Made in America, Consumer Reports number one mattress. The it's guaranteed. I mean, there's all these things. People have had them for 20 years. They come in and they talk about it on the show. And the one thing they all have in common is how much they love this mattress. The other thing they have besides the dual air technology, they have, of course, the Sleep IQ technology that works with the dual air technology. And it allows you to make changes like adjusting your sleep number setting or daily routine for the best possible sleep. All of this is offered at Sleep Number, and where you can get a Sleep Number C2 queen size mattress for under $1,000. That's right, under $1,000, $998.98, as they say. Anyway, head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian and Janice, because I tell you what, if you know it's coming up to be Christmas, you know what a great Christmas present you could give somebody is 20 years of great sleep. It's your sleep number. Okay. We're here today with Stan. I'm going to probably try and pronounce this. Newts. Okay, Stan, good morning. Thank you for your service.
Good morning. Thank you.
And you're here from VFW 9650 down in Anderson, and I know you're getting ready to have a big event down there.
Yes, Carl, thanks again for allowing us to come on and talk to you today.
You know, it's our pleasure.
On Veterans Day, we're going to celebrate that on this coming Saturday, November the 8th, and we have a membership drive, a fundraiser, and a celebration of Memorial Day. We've got live music, a barbecue that's going to go on with Keith Webster from the Anderson Rotary, and we'll probably have some of the FFA kids down there helping us also serve. But we've got live music, country and western, two different bands, and some opportunity drawings for everybody to enjoy. It starts at 12 noon and will go on till about 9 a.m. Any new member that comes in that we sign up that day will receive a complimentary cover charge and a meal. Typically, we pay the new members' first year dues anyway.
Okay, so right down here in Anderson at the VFW, which is a great place down there. Live music, barbecue, noon to 9 p.m. Pool tables will be open. $5 cover charge. Now, $5 cover charge just gets you in, right?
That just gets you in the door.
And then the lunch or the dinner is how much?
It's $5 for hamburgers or hot dogs. And if you want one of Keith Webster's famous tri-tip sandwiches, it's $7.
Okay. It's a good price for everybody. Now, this starts again at noon. Yes. And that doesn't interfere with the Veterans Day Parade either.
No, it does not.
So you can head on to the Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake, which is going to be just outstanding. If you like parades, you got to go to the city of Shasta Lake. And then from there, because you've worked up an appetite, pop on over to Anderson to the VFW post. Have a barbecue and have a good time down there.
Exactly. One of the reasons we're doing this is that over the course of the – since you're a veteran, you'll understand this. But over the course of the last 18 months or so, we've lost well over 30 of our members that participated. We have quite a few members, but not everyone's active. We do a wide variety of community things within Anderson and within Shasta County. Our Honor Guard conducted 220 funerals last year.
Wow.
Most of them out at IGO. We also do parades, November 11th events, December 7th ceremonies, opening ceremonies for Little League, soccer, and football. Additionally, as you know, you've spoken at our Memorial Day ceremony in Anderson at the cemetery a couple of times. That is the largest flag display between Sacramento and Portland.
Down there. And it's a great, great service and ceremony you have down there.
Additionally, another thing that we do with the Post is we put up flags 10 times a year in Anderson for all the major holidays, July 4th, Memorial Day, Patriots Day, President's Day, MIA, POW, Pearl Harbor, VJ. So you know, we're looking to get a few new members to serve on the Honor Guard and also help with the flags. Also, about this time of year, we attend all the patriotic events with the grade schools. Mm-hmm. Then usually once a year we have a grade school come in and we do a flag etiquette.
I think there's a number of things happening at some of the elementary schools around here. Yeah.
Typically the Anderson mm-hmm. Heights grade school has us in every year. I'd like to also talk briefly about some of the things that we do with the funds that we get. We have the Voice of Democracy and Patriots Penn Scholarship Program where the children mm-hmm. have the opportunity to compete for an essay funds. Now, these are cash awards that we typically give out our first meeting in January. We'll have 5 awards for the high school students for Voice Democracy and 5 awards for the Patriot Penn Scholarship. The last several years, we've done quite well. Our post-winners have went on to win district and then went on to play somewhere between 6th and 10th in the state. We also do a Teacher and Police Officer of the Year, Eagle Scout Award of the Year. We sponsor a Boy Scout troop, a Cub Scout troop, the Pioneer Girls. We support Little League Baseball, youth football, soccer, the Anderson High School FFA program. We typically give donations to Anderson Cottonwood Assistance, the Moose Food Program, and there's a relief fund for members as needed. And there's a small scholarship program for post members. I'd like to remind everyone that we do have Tuesdays and Thursday lunches, and then twice a month we have Wednesday night dinners. And so, you know, anyone typically can come into the post canteen so long as they get signed in. But if you're a veteran, we'd love to have you join and assist us with the honor guard and flag routes, and just come on down and have a libation in the canteen.
A libation. I like that. Bad Bob's big on libations. It's called rum, anything with rum in it. Is that right, Bob?
Actually, I'm more of a gin guy.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Or whiskey.
I'm sure we can handle that.
Well, Stan, thanks a lot. Big thing is that one is the Anderson Valley VFW Post 9650 does a lot for our community. Does a lot for those who with the color guards and the honor guards they provide. Have done so much for Anderson and Redding in the North State, Shasta County. So this Saturday from November 8th, from noon to 9 p.m., live music, barbecue. All new members receive complimentary cover charge and meal, which is great. All of this is going to start again on Saturday at noon. Stan, thanks a lot. I'm here with Stan Nutzi and VFW Post 9650. Thanks a lot. And we'll continue to mention this.
Thanks again, Carl. I sincerely appreciate it.
Thank you for your service, buddy.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, my name is Kristen Schrader. I was born and raised here in Reading. I went to local schools and raised a family with my husband, Jack. I'm running for city council because I have the skills and experience to collaborate and work with other council members to find effective solutions. I'll make sure our city is safe and maintain our infrastructure. As a business owner and elected school trustee for the past 16 years, I know how to make tough choices and balance budgets. On November 4th, vote for me, Kristen Schrader. I'll get things done. Paid for by Kristen Schrader for City Council 2014.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Shasta County supervisors tried to pass a ban on outdoor medical marijuana cultivation. This new proposed law will be on the November 4th ballot, and it's called Measure A. Measure A will force all patients to store their marijuana in a specifically designed and permitted detached accessory structure, costing the patient over $12,000 to build. Without this building, Measure A will make both the outdoor cultivation and storage of medical marijuana a misdemeanor charge for thousands of otherwise legal patients in Shasta County. Vote no on Measure A. With Measure A, the county and/or sheriff's department could inspect your property without a warrant, solely on the merit of suspicion of cultivation. Measure A is a violation of constitutional rights. Vote no on Measure A. Protect your rights and register to vote before October 20th, then show up to the polls to vote. Vote no on Measure A. This ad was paid for by the Shasta County Citizens No on Measure A Ballot Committee.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones 2014.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Then they'll be back tomorrow with Enjoying the Magazine comes in here. Today, you know, we're kind of doing some political stuff. And tomorrow, it's election day tomorrow, and we're going to talk a lot about that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, across from Sierra Gibbs, estate jewelry at its very best. It's where Trish Clark and Linda do their shopping for estate jewelry and other objects, rings and all types of loose stones, and plus the only trained watch repair guy in the area. In fact, he had rebuilt a watch for me, which I haven't picked up yet. It's been like 2 months, and I've got another one I'm carrying around with me to go in and hand to him so they can take a couple of links out so I can wear it. I carry it for a while, and I take it out for a while, and then I go by there. I don't have it, so I'm trying to carry it for all the time. It's Four Winds Jewelry, right across from Sierra Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, buddy, tomorrow. Big day. It's election day. And if you haven't voted already with the mail-in ballot, it's tomorrow's the day you go down to your precinct. Last time we had a 20% voting rate. Now, it was, it was for the runoff elections and all that. But 20%? Come on. 18% for the state of California. This time, I would hope that we'd get at least, 50% of the people that are registered, which are not all the people that could vote, but the people that are registered out to vote. Do you think that'll happen?
Good luck with that.
You know what? You're tired of hearing me tell you the story about the Iraqi women that marched arm in arm down the streets. For the first time, they're going to be able to vote. Imagine this, having the right to vote for the first time and being told if they walked into the building, they'd be killed. Crying, singing, they moved down. We had guards out just to make sure. And they came through. They voted. They got that purple mark on their finger. They walked out. They were proud. And I tell you what, tomorrow's going to be a good day, even if it's not, even if it's raining. You can go out in safety, walk down or drive down to your nearest precinct, walk in there, and I hope that you've actually studied on the issues. And go in and vote. What is so hard about that? You know, when you think about the men and women that are standing out there to give you that right to vote, and I'm talking about the veterans that have been out there, that, you know, hey, there's a day, you know, that the reason, one of the main reasons was they're out there is protect your rights. And this is a huge right to be able to vote. Bob?
It's definitely a big deal. And I think that for people who have never been in a reality where death is just something you observe on a daily basis, like those people do, because somebody doesn't happen to agree with you, they haul off and shoot you, or do worse.
Okay, we talk about the Proposition 45, 46, and 47, the one on the insurance commissioner, the one on insurance, and are raising the money that you can get in malpractice suits. That's 46. And 47 is dropping felonies to misdemeanors. Dare I say, Proposition 45, no. 46, no. And 47, no. If you've got a question, 45, 46, 47, just remember them. 45, 46, 47, no, no, no. No, no.
Not a big fan of one either.
Well, no.
That's the really? The badly worded water bill that will that alleges to build more storage, but will in fact make those tunnels a reality and send the water off.
Well, you know, they're advertising that Republicans and Democrats like this, but as soon as you see some of the as soon as you see some of the other people that are supporting it, so okay, LaMalfa and Daley, if there's a question, yes, vote for them. You know, I read this article and, you know, the editorial and page and Record Searchlight has really gone decidedly left here in the last, since Ross left. And when they're coming in and they're castigating LaMalfa for doing his job and Heidi Hall, oh, she does this and this and this. Heidi Hall is when you ask her and she's been on the show here. Well, so do you support Obama? Well, you know, he's done something. And do you support Obama? Well, yes, she supports Obama. Yes, she supports the Democratic Party. She keeps talking about reaching out. Oh, no, I would never vote for that. Well, I believe people should have Second Amendment rights. How about assault weapons? Would you vote against banning assault weapons? See if you can get an answer out of her on that one. The other thing is that her views – coming out, you know, her views that even though I think she's a very bright and a very capable person, don't match up with most of the people up here in Northern California. Somebody actually asked her the other day, hey, look, have you ever thought about coming over and running as a Republican? And she said no. The person that she admires the most is Elizabeth Warren, who is really, really liberal. So Heidi Hall has been out there and put it out there without the help, really, of the Democratic Party. And I applaud her for that. But LaMalfa and Daley, everybody says, you know, everybody wants you to vote for Daley. So
I just have to say, I look forward to not having more of those flyers in my mailbox.
Well, I like them. I use them to start fires. No, if you crumple them up, you know, they really light up fast, you know. Yeah. How about for this? How about Ted Gaines?
Who?
Yeah, I know. Senator Gaines, whom we all laugh because we go, who? But he's running for insurance commissioner, and compared to the other guy, and Gaines is also running against 45, against this thing that Proposition 45, which puts your health care treatment in the hands of one person. You think that Obamacare is bad. This guy is going to be the commissioner, the czar of insurance. And so, you know, even Gaines, who's running for the insurance commissioner, says this is a bad proposition. All these propositions are bad the way they're written. And, you know, when you get the assistant DA on, or you get the DA of Humboldt County on, he's trying to argue about it. But what about this? What about this? He goes, well, of course it hasn't worked, but we've got to try something different. What? So we turn them all loose on the streets? That's 47, my friends. No on 47. No on 46. It just turns the trial lawyers loose. Talk to doctors about what that's going to do to your health care. And then again on the insurance one on 45. No, no, no. Measure A.
Feel strongly about this.
Well, Measure A. You know, we've had them on. And, Rick Ahrens is a very reasonable guy. And if everybody was like Rick, you could say, oh, okay, I can see that. They're not like Rick. 3,000 pounds of marijuana in Bella Vista. And here's one thing that really kind of maybe even pushed me over on the side here to this. I talked to a very, very nice couple, educated, articulate, retired, live out in Millville. They live down close to Cow Creek. They can see the salmon spawning. You know, it sounds like an idyllic paradise. They've lived here. They've given their, you know, they've done a lot of great things for Shasta County and the Northern California area. They're getting surrounded by marijuana grows, dogs, fences, smell, because there is no enforcement. Oh, well, we'll just have them enforce the laws. Enforce the laws when we don't have enough money to enforce, you know, break-ins. So have them do that. So, A, take it all away. You want to grow it? Put it inside. Fine. Yes on A. Now, I've got just like a minute left to talk about B. So I'm going to wait till after the break to talk about B. Yes on A, because frankly, if you want to grow it, put it inside. You know, I don't see Basinko and the police enforcement agencies coming into your house to check and see if you've got 4 ounces of marijuana in your house.
Contrary to what we've been hearing, no, jackbooted thugs will not be beating down your door to invade your
Bob
home.
Bob is a perfect example of this. Bob's got 80, 90 plants next to him. They can't, you know, and it permeates, the smell permeates his house. He's got dogs. He's got, you know, he's got people that are weird around there, just like the people out in Millville. And people sold everywhere else. Put it inside. There's your rule. That's easy. You want to grow it, put it inside. You can make enough money doing it that way. Nobody's going to come in and count your plants inside.
They don't have time for that.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Brent Weaver. I promise to fight to keep our neighborhood safe and strong. Vote for me, Brent Weaver. Together, we will take back our city, streets, parks, and neighborhoods.
Paid for by Weaver for City Council 2014.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Vote yes on Measure A. Ban outdoor pot grows. Had enough of nauseous smells, crime, intimidation, water thefts, and environmental damage? Stop outdoor marijuana cultivation. Join us and vote yes on Measure A. Ban outdoor pot grows for a safe and healthy community. Vote yes on Measure A. For more information or if you would like to help, call 225-8836. Paid for by Citizens for Yes on Measure A.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. I have deep roots in this area. I was born and raised in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana, but I've had family here since before Lassen erupted. My husband is retired and we could live anywhere. We choose to live in Reading. We love living in a friendly, generous town. We're grateful for the parks and trails that help keep us healthy, and we're grateful to live in a community that knows how to come together to solve problems. Together, we'll make Reading a safer town. I want to invite you, the public, to become part of the process, made up of all of you, the City Council, and city employees, to make Reading thrive and be the best place to live, work, and raise a family. With safe neighborhoods and quality jobs, I'm Francie Sullivan. I'd appreciate your vote on November 4th for the Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there'll be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Hi, my name's Brent Weaver. I've spent the last year walking through neighborhoods and learning about the issues Reading residents care most about. I promise to fight to keep our neighborhoods safe and strong.
Paid for by Weaver for City Council 2014.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. I'm here with Bad Bob, who's beating his head against the computer keyboard.
We have a...
I love this.
Well, a piece of equipment has gone the way of all
you know what,
of
you
all
sound,
the electronics.
You sound good, by the way. Your voice sounds good.
No, it's because I have... some good mic techniques, but there's a thing called a processor that makes the microphone sound great, and it's not working. And then my other computer has died.
Well,
not died. It's sick.
It went into reset mode here. You know, I really don't even want to talk about this stuff anymore because everything else works here except me, probably. Hey, welcome back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by. Brought to you by NFI, Northern Firearms Instruction, and Ted Lighty and his team out there. You know, Ted's teaching classes all the time on concealed carry and the permits there. And the
And if you're a Shasta County resident, when you're taking a concealed carry course for a limited time here, you can get free gun, a free gun rental, and free ammunition, which sounds pretty good. If you're not sure about which gun you're going to use, he'll just provide one for you, and then you can later on pick up the one you really want, or bring the ones that you're going to be carrying. Now, the other thing they're doing on November 22nd and 23rd, and we're getting a lot of people signing up for this, is a class, concealed carry class, but all the proceeds, every dollar will go to Liberty on the Border, an exhibition down at Turtle Bay. It's about the Civil War, which is what led up to the Civil War itself, and the aftermath of the Civil War. We met some friends this weekend that spent 2.5 hours in this exhibit reading everything. They have sounds. They have, you know, tapings of songs from that period. They have every type of they have uniforms, weapons, equipment, and stories. And stories and explanations for all types of everything that happened. Liberty on the Border. So if anybody that goes to this course gets their money, the check they write will go to Turtle Bay for Liberty on the Border. It's got nothing to do with Measure B. It's got nothing to do with anything like that. It just has to do with the exhibit and history, and Civil War history, which I am really, really strong on. Give NFI a call at 999-1822, 999-1822, or check out their website at readingccw.com. Tell them you want to go on the Liberty on the Border class. Okay, Bad Bob. Now let's go back to Measure B. This is where I've been thinking about Measure B a long time. And I mean, I've had people both sides, Tom Corrado, Andrew Mayer, they're very articulate. I've listened to them. I've listened to what they've said and I've read what they've written. I've listened to Randall Hempling, and I've listened to Arch Pugh and Rocky Slaughter and all their, their proponents, of course, for Yes on B. But what I did was I just read and I looked at it myself. And, you know, the bottom line for me is when I read what everybody says, the way that it's being explained to the public is, and tell me if I'm right here, is that the McConnell Foundation is buying this land and they're supposedly going to give it to Turtle Bay, but they won't because for some reason they want to have control of that land. So no matter what that lease says and no matter what the Turtle Bay people say about building the hotel, which, by the way, people say, McConnell says they won't build the hotel. Well, McConnell's not supposed to build the hotel. It's Turtle Bay's going to build the hotel. They're the ones that have the funding. But the bottom line is that they're going to get the McConnell Foundation is going to get this land back and be able to build anything they want there. I mean, is that the way you understand it?
Yes, but logically, what would you build down there?
Yeah, okay, but let's just go, once that lease goes away, because it will go away as soon as McConnell owns the land. So here is the part that, and this is where I think I've got, when I looked at it. See, this is a kind of a conspiracy theory, because for this to work, it means that the entire board of Turtle Bay, the men and women on the board of Turtle Bay, and the men and women on the board of the McConnell Foundation have to be in direct collusion with this to say, hey, look, when this goes by, we're not going to build that hotel. And we're going to instead we're going to do it what we want with it. Or we'll let you try and build a hotel, but this land is ours. We can do anything we want with the other 9.5 acres. So they have to be in collusion here. Wait a minute, let me go further. Not only did they have to be in on it, but the city staff has to be on it. And they use as examples, DuVernay, who I'm not saying is the best lawyer out there, best city attorney, but DuVernay, look at what he wrote, and that means that Starman's in on it. What it also means then is the city council is on it. Well, three of the five are in on this conspiracy to get this land to Turtle Bay. Not only that, but then after it's done, after it's sold, now everybody has got to turn their back on everything they said. And these are honorable people, business people here in town. I mean, people who have run big businesses here in town. They've got to turn their back on it. The planning commission has to go along with the plan to rebuild the condos or anything else they think is going to be built down there. The new city council has to vote on it to agree with it. And the planning, everything has to work with a whole group of people to make this happen. That is a conspiracy.
I think at the root of this, and this is going down the same path that the promised horse park, which you missed out on that discussion that was before your time. There is a deep mistrust, and you heard Trish. There's a deep mistrust of all things McConnell.
Yeah.
And their city folk ways, if you will. And I love this town. I grew up in this town, but we have a deep-seated suspicion of anybody with money.
Well, but you know what? Okay, but when I go back and I read, of course, I've read a couple of things on the Equestrian Center. It looks like there was going to be a great deal for McConnell, and the city was going to be putting up a lot of money for this thing. And, I mean, if what you read, you know, when you try to read both sides, and you know, I don't know if there's actually anybody really wrote exactly what happened, you know, or what, you know, something that is totally, totally without bias. I don't know if you can find one of those articles. But the bottom line on this one is this, is they want to buy the land. I believe, frankly, I believe that the guys at Turtle Bay want to build a hotel. I've talked to them. I mean, I've talked to them numerous times. Yes, they want to build a hotel. Yes, they have the money to build a hotel. I believe the McConnell Foundation wants to give them the land to do that and have other museums down there. I mean, I've heard them talk about this. You know, and so when I see that, and then people say, "Oh, you're getting it too cheap," and well, then now Mr. Shuffleberger has put in an offer for $1 million. He's a righteous businessman. He's an honorable businessman. You know, a very astute businessman. You know, people that say like the paper did that libel him the way they did. You know, he's bogus and all, he's doing all these things. I think that they're in trouble for doing that. They should be. But the bottom line is that's already, you know, that offer has to be looked at after this election if this indeed fails, but I hope it doesn't because it's a way of moving forward. One thing we have out there right now is a parking lot of gravel in that, and they're not, you know, the thing there that they use to, what is that, that monolith thing that was going to be the.
The monolith is actually a historical site.
Right, and they're not going to touch that. Yeah. Right, they're not going to touch that, but everything else out there can be built on. The Veterans Museum, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center could be built right there. They've been talking about it. So, see, for me to believe that you know, oh, gosh, all this is being done to provide McConnell the land, there's too many moving parts to that. I mean, maybe I'm just being naive on this. But there's, you know, but to say that it's being done and everybody's hanging things on Warren and Salter, they're just two guys. And they're not, you know, on the boards. You know, the board's running both places. Now, I'm not saying they don't have swing, but I know that they don't have as much sway in Turtle Bay as people seem to think they have.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
People like things to be, at times, overly simple, I think.
I think so. Anyway. You know what? Here's the thing. Orkham's Razor. The simplest answer is usually the right answer.
Thank you.
You know, and I've said that for several – I must have said that four times this weekend. The simplest answer is usually the right answer. Okay. Hey, we're going to move on from there. What other things are going on around our town here? The elections, know your precincts, know all these for Tuesday. Linda and I go up and vote at the Catholic Church up on Gold Street. Or was it West Street?
St. Joe's.
We go up to St. Joe's. All right. Okay. I'm getting ready to turn Charles loose here. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Charles?
I'm sure you could probably figure out nobody has studied Measure B more closely than I have.
Well, I probably not.
This whole thing boils down to you have a foundation whose allies have repeatedly said no to things like Reading becoming a charter city and Shasta County or the city splitting off and joining the state of Jefferson. So those allies have, by those votes, have said that prevailing wage laws should apply. And now here we have the McConnell Foundation wanting to exempt itself from the very rules that their allies want to impose on the rest of us. There's something fundamentally wrong with that, no matter how you slice the pizza.
Not really, Charles, because they brought in appraisers. They brought in appraisers, three different appraisers who all gave the same thing.
But the lease, ground leases by design, suppress property values.
Right.
And so because of that, it flies in the face of 1720, paragraph B, subparagraph 3, which has to do with selling property at less than fair market.
But it's got
value.
A lease on it, though, Charles.
I know. The lease suppresses the value. If it suppresses the value, then it then the value is suppressed. If it is if the value is unsuppressed, then
okay.
You know, then
okay, let me ask you this question, and we got to take a break here, Charles. Okay, just say that land is worth $6 million. Okay, okay. Or the, what's the highest one? $7 million, right? Hello.
Yes.
Okay, it's worth
well,
at the wait a minute, at the very highest amount that anybody put on it was $7 million, right? Okay, so the McConnell Foundation put $600,000 down, and then for the next 33 years, or even longer, up to the next 88 years, Turtle Bay pays $500,000 to $700,000 a year to the city, right? Doesn't that pay for that? Doesn't that make up for that $7 million if you don't pay all of it at once? Because nobody's gonna. You see, the most anybody's gonna offer for it is $1 million.
They would have to be in the form of payments.
Well, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be
sale price. It wouldn't be.
It's going to be TOT.
Increased tax revenues, which would come regardless of.
Not true. Not true. There's nothing. There's nothing being. There's no tax revenue coming in there besides what's at Turtle Bay. If you build a hotel there, you know you're going to get tax revenues. And people can argue about that. Oh, they're going to take meals away from other places. The other hotels are not arguing about this. They know that everything is going to take a hit for a while, then everything comes back up again. So you're still going to get this. Let's just say it's not 700. Let's say 500,000 a year with everything, taxes, employment, everything, comes to the city for the next 88 years. Doesn't that pay for the land? It's like a house, right?
If part of the purchase agreement, which is, but I mean, if you know, the part of the, it cannot. I mean, if it comes in the form of increased TOT taxes,
yeah.
Then it can't. Then that's not a part of the.
Purchase. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. That's
part
what
of the purchase price.
Yeah, it is. It's you know
as,
what it is the
purchase. Just as if building an improvement on ground lease is not considered a lease payment because. People who you know who own you know improvements on, I mean, nobody.
Don't you get if I put an improvement if
for
I put
the purpose of not improving on
okay,
it?
Okay, well they when they bought when they got the original land, they were supposed to put in $5 million worth of stuff. They put in $50 million. So doesn't
but
that count?
No, because they still own all those improvements. Nothing's been transferred.
Well. Okay. All right,
no
but let's go. But the money
improvements have been transferred.
Okay, but let's go back and.
It's sort of like if you rent a space in a mobile home park, and instead of paying rent, you decide you want to take an old mobile home and modify it to.
Okay, but you're not going to make more money off the old mobile home. With this place, with putting a restaurant there and then other museums, they're going to make a lot of money. That's going to come into the coffers of Reading. Isn't that correct?
Maybe.
I got to take a break. I'll take a maybe from you. Charles, a maybe from you is like a yes from anybody else. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. And it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the Chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Are you tired of the rising city crime rate due to our ever-increasing transient at AB 109 population? A yes vote on Measure F would send a clear and simple message to criminals. You will serve your time. Shasta County has had its AB 109 budget cut and a limit placed on the number of felons that can be returned to prison. If the limit of criminals returned to prison is exceeded, further budget cuts will occur, allowing more felons to roam our streets to commit more crimes. Monies generated by Measure F will be used for support personnel and to send criminals convicted in Shasta County to other counties, freeing up our jail to keep convicted criminals in and not being released to commit further crimes. 75% of the budget would be used to purchase 37,000 days of incarceration in other counties. Measure F will provide an ongoing revenue stream to get the AB 109ers and transients under control. Vote yes on Measure F, and let's get them out of town. Paid for by the Committee for Yes on Measure F.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Redding City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Redding need a fresh, new voice on the city council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Michael DeQuisto to Redding City Council 2014.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:51 in the morning. 50 degrees here on November 3rd, the first Monday in November. Gosh, you know, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. We made it through Halloween, though Bob refuses to take off his mask.
That is so cold. You're a cold man, sir.
I can't help it. I can't help it. It's part of being... anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on over to Espresso Joe's. Get that coffee today. It's really nice and chilly out there, and they have great prices on coffee. It's not like taking a loan out on your house. They have a latte, and then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. It's time getting close to those Christmas, you know, times and all that. Great gifts there at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Yeah, they serve the finest in your tobacco needs at Tobacco and Brew. Okay, Henry. All right, Henry, are you going to take me on today?
Oh, just a little bit. say a couple of things. First of all, if you were going to sell your business and somebody offered you $1 million and somebody came along and offered you $2 million, which one would you take?
Well, if I had already had $1 million offered and if the decision was being made, and there was everybody, all my stockholders were already voting on it, I'd say, hey, I'm going to have to wait to see what the stockholders say.
Well, you might have to do that. Now, the next thing is that 88 years with the renewal is almost fee simple title. I don't know how many people are aware of the real estate business, but I've been in it one hell of a long time.
Uh-huh.
The next thing is I want to congratulate you on your theory of collusion.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I think you got it right.
I mean, you know what? I just don't believe, first of all, in conspiracy theories, all right? I don't care what they are. I don't care if they're chemtrails. I don't care if it's dropping the buildings on...
around here.
Huh?
Well, ever since the old McConnells died, we've had the same problem with the regime down there. And they don't do anything unless they make a ton of money at it.
Well,
now, for whatever that's worth, this has been going on for years. They've been telling the city how to run their business for years. They've got city officials in their pocket. Let's face it, and there's, yes, don't take my word for it. Ask anybody in town that's been here 25 or 30 years, and you'll see that that's the way it is. Now, it's a shame, but unfortunately, we got to put up with it, I guess.
Well, now, so you're saying is that they own the city council and the city staff?
I don't say they own them all, no. But they do have a tremendous influence on that, yes.
Okay, well, you know what? I know that for sure, and in probably a couple of cases. But I also know is that the it takes a whole lot of people to make this happen. And I just, you know, when I look at this, I think that, you know, the offer was made because of something that was said as, hey, if you don't want to pay prevailing wage, you buy the property. The property
was ridiculous.
I know, but they said it, so the property was put up. They made an offer. It was accepted by the city council. The other side, prevailing wage guys, said, wait a minute, we want to vote on this one. So they did, and they got the signatures, and now here it is. It's the ninth hour, the 11th hour. And the whole thing is, though, is from what I read, you know, there's questions back and forth here, but from what I read is for all of this to work, and there's honorable people, first of all, on both sides. I'm not saying they're not. But to make this work means you've got to have everybody buy in on this to okay, now we're not going to do the hotel. That means everybody has to back off the hotel. Oh, now we're going to build something down there from McConnell.
I don't say they're not going to build a hotel. I think it's a lousy place to put a hotel.
Well, there's...
Because it's off the freeway.
Well, isn't that good?
It's not going to pick up that many people except those people who are coming for, like, a vacation type thing.
Uh-huh.
Which are going to be very few. I mean, if I were going to build a hotel or a motel, either one, I would put it close to a major thoroughfare.
Well, can we say this? How about, can we say 80,000?
80,000
what? 80,000 cars go by our exits every day.
That's correct.
And they peel off there and can roll right down into that area. And if you have multiple, and this is what I picture down there, and this is what I've been told, multiple museums down there, almost like a campus along at Balboa Park. You've got the Civic Auditorium right there, where that has, for at least the next 3 years, you're going to have Bethel there, with thousands and thousands of people coming. So that's kind of a built-in group. If you have the hotel, you've got other hotels around it, you've got restaurants, what it does, brings them in off the road, there's a place to stay and to move on from. Now, is it going to work? I don't know. I'm not a hotel guy. But if it doesn't, if we don't do anything, which is what no on B means, you don't do anything, we're just going to have a parking lot.
Well, what I'm saying is that take the $1 million offer or put it up for bid.
Well,
because a man that spends $1 million, Carl, on a piece of property down there is going to do something that's going to generate dollars for the city.
Well, if I'm, you know, so what?
What you should do is be a good business person and take the most money you can get.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a good point, Henry. And the fact is that Alan Shuffelberger doesn't lose money.
He does
not lose money. But what's he going to do with the property?
It doesn't make any difference as long as the city generates tax.
But the city, but that would just be on that. Why wouldn't the city generate more with a hotel down there?
He may put in a hotel down
but
there.
But you don't know that.
Well, I don't either, and I'm not too sure McConnell will.
McConnell isn't going to. They're not supposed to. It's Turtle Bay.
McConnell isn't going to actually do it, but I'm not sure that motel will ever go in either.
No, it's not, you know, and it's, Coach Bob says it's not our, well, you know what? They're saying it will. And, anyway, Coach Bob's saying it's not our business, Carl, what he does with this property. And you're right. If he buys that property, he can do anything he wants with it. Unlike a lot of other people out in like Inwood Valley they want to tell you what to do with your own property. So you're right. And so if B fails and he buys it, but he's going to be under the same tenants that everybody else is, that you can't build anything down there unless Turtle Bay approves it. Right?
Well, that's very, very, very true. And I would imagine that Turtle Bay would approve anything that brings him.
I've only got a minute left, Henry. Got to run.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Kay, I got 30 seconds, Kay.
I went ahead and waved her off. I'm sorry, because I thought we were tight on time. Because Henry was on a roll. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But
hey, Kay, I'm sorry. I don't know what you were going to say, but I was going to just let you say it. It's Bob. Bob's being bad today. Bad Bob. Hey, when we come back, we've got Patrick Jones will be here. And we know how Patrick feels about B. Anyway, here's final thoughts on this, is that it, to me, for this, I look at all the money that could be coming in, and right now, nothing's coming in. We want more police. There's a good way to do it. We want more of anything. So, you know, the money that brings in would be a way of doing it. And right now, it's a parking lot. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former pastor, governor, and presidential contender Mike Huckabee spoke last night at a gathering in Houston where he urged people to turn out and vote in tomorrow's midterm election. He says the vote is worth fighting for.
There has been bloodshed by people in uniform throughout 240 years of this great country's history. They did not die for us to shut up. They died so that we would be able to stand up. And tonight, we must stand up.
Meanwhile, on the eve of an election that will decide the Senate majority, it's time for closing arguments, and Senator Mitch McConnell made one this morning in Louisville.
It's in your hands. It's in your hands as to whether or not we can begin to turn this country around. They've done a lot of damage. But look, America has endured serious situations in the past.
Republicans have claimed new momentum in midterm campaigns that have centered largely on President Obama, whose unpopularity right now has been seen as a drag on many Democrat candidates. Virgin Galactic's founder says the company will continue its work as the NTSB investigates last week's deadly crash of one of its test planes. Branson says the company's 400 engineers will have some lessons to learn.
They're not going to down tools. They're going to move forward create a spaceship company that will be hopefully one day the marvel of the world.
A surprise band of snow about 25 miles wide swept across South Carolina over the weekend. And yes, it is cold enough out there for forecaster Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service.
Even if it was just a coating on the ground, like in the Columbia area, that was certainly very, very unusual. In many parts in the coastal plain down there, was the earliest measurable snowfall on record.
The earliest by 8 days, to be precise, around Columbia, South Carolina. On Wall Street right now, the Dow's struggling. It's down 20 points. This is SRN News.
The United States became a prosperous and admired nation because of our faith in God and our willingness to live by His principles. Now, by glorifying ourselves over God, the nation's strength and potential has eroded. In U-Turn, best-selling authors George Barna and David Barton examine current cultural trends and historical patterns to reveal that America cannot sustain its strength if it remains on its current moral and spiritual path. U-Turn reveals how we can restore our nation. U-Turn, available wherever fine books are sold.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Keyless door locks have just become a reality, and SRN's Wally Hines reports.
Starwood Resorts and Hotels has become the first chain to launch smartphone check-ins at 10 of its upscale hotels around the world. Once you register online and enable push notifications for your phone, you'll get a text when you're checked in and your room is available. And here's the difference. You'll use your phone's Bluetooth to unlock the room, all without ever visiting the front desk. Starwood hopes to expand the program to 140 hotels by the middle of next year.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. Billionaire Bill Gates says he wants to end malaria in his lifetime and will give more money toward that goal.
The scariest thing is that we're likely in the next several decades to have an epidemic that's even more transmissive than this Ebola epidemic.
And Gates says he's funneling even more money than he normally does to the effort. This is SRN News. What exactly are the rules for healthcare workers treating Ebola patients? What should they be? Nobody seems to know right now, and as SRN's Linda Kenyon reports, that's prompted the nation's largest nurses' union to call for a day of action next week.
National Nurses United plans to hold events in at least 13 states and the District of Columbia to call attention to the issue. The group argues the best way to prepare for a pandemic would be to impose new training and protection requirements for healthcare workers. The NNU joined the debate over Ebola protections after the first victim diagnosed in the U.S. died at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Two nurses who treated the patient were infected but recovered. National Nurses United, which does not represent nurses at Texas Presbyterian, says the nurses there were infected because of poor direction from the hospital and the CDC. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Thousands of people braved rain, snow, and wind yesterday to pay their final respects to former Boston Mayor Tom Menino. He passed away last week at the age of 71. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda's on assignment this morning. It is 8:05 on November the 3rd. Yeah, that's right, the first Monday of November. Wow. You know, next thing you know, Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and then another year. Wow. So fast. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 50 degrees out there, Bad Bob. What else is going on?
Yes, indeed, it is 50 degrees here today. In our, as I reach over and grab the weather report, I set aside. Partly sunny, a high near 69. Mostly cloudy tonight. Partly sunny for your election day. Get out there and vote. The high will be near 70 under those partly sunny skies. Again, 51 degrees in Reading. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's where our customers are warm friends there. Locally owned and operated. Senior and veterans discounts. All at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Let's talk about something that's happening down at Crown Motors. Crown Motors is offering 10% off all parts and services down there through November 11th for all veterans with proof of service, which is, you know, not unusual. Also, on the 10th and 11th, Linda and I will be down there on remotes. The 10th, of course, is the Marine Corps birthday, and the 11th is Veterans Day. And on those 2 days, Crown Motors will donate $100 from every car sold to a local to two local veterans organizations. Money stays here, Military of the Purple Heart and Welcome Home group out of Northern California Veterans Museum. Both of them who are helping veterans in our area. Rob's bringing down some vehicles for to put out in front there. But this is a good time. On Monday, we're going to talk to Marines from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraqi freedom. And on Tuesday, we're going to be talking to all veterans, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, all of these. All of this will be on Monday and Tuesday, two remotes. So come on down and say hello to us. Just drive on in, stop by, give us a cup of coffee, whatever it is, and say hello. All of this at Crown Motors. They're doing a lot. This is a salute to the veterans, and this is something they're doing with us at KCNR, and they're doing for our veterans out there. It's to help our veterans and our local veterans. So, okay, today, in our last day of the candidates, we have Patrick Jones. Before we get to Patrick, we're going to head to the phones. And Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, we're doing fine, Terry.
Good. Just wanted to tell you what's going on at the Tea Party tonight. Tonight at 2570 Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we're going to have radio celebrity and talk show host Paul Preston in. We'll be talking about a lot of issues, that everything from Benghazi to Common Core. He's an expert on those issues and a lot of other really, really great things. It's nice to have someone of this caliber come in, and I think it'll be really good. Folks are going to get a lot of good information.
I think so. He's a very knowledgeable guy. And,
yep.
Okay, what time is that?
That's going to be at 6 o'clock on Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church. And good job on Measure B there, buddy. You really got the phones rolling.
Well, you know what? I've heard both sides, and not to get into this because we need to go to Patrick. Patrick Jones is with us. But you know what? It's one of those things that if it takes all this stuff to happen, you know, it takes
all strategy.
Well, it could be, but it means you've got to have 20, 25, 30 different people involved in this. And you know how I feel about conspiracy theories.
Well, even just for any particular situation, we have, almost 300,000 engaged in Jefferson. So it's just strategy.
Now,
what you're doing.
To me, the state of Jefferson is no conspiracy theory.
No, it's
this
not.
This is a screaming shout for people that want to be represented by their government.
Sure.
You know, that's what the state of Jefferson is.
Sure.
And the state of Jefferson is gaining momentum, and it should, because we need to be represented. Now, however they figure it out, whether it's a new state or just changing the rules, something's got to happen.
Yeah, and you're right about that. The thing is again, it's still, I'm saying that when you know, you're looking at strategy here. I mean, that's just either way. I mean, there's just too many moving parts, you know. Have you ever stayed at a Sheraton?
Yeah.
Okay, well then you know most people fly in, and they're usually about $180 a night at the cheapest.
Well, I don't think they're doing that.
I've always had a hard time with a family of four taking their kids to Turtle Bay. You know, how can you afford to stay at a Sheraton? But I mean, some people can. So,
well,
who knows?
Well, okay, and whether people like, and you and I can sit down and talk about this afterwards, okay? Because I've got an answer to that. I look at Bethel. I look at the people that fly in from all over the world to go to Bethel for a 3-day weekend. You know, so
there's
people out there with
money. I'm not saying yes or no, but you have to have an airport.
Well, okay. Well, that's true.
So anyway, that's
but that would
anyway,
be the,
yeah,
yeah, you know, that's another
debate, and I think people will make up their minds tomorrow.
Okay. We'll see you. You know what? We're not even going to hardly talk about it after 8 o'clock. We're just going to like go on from here. But Wednesday, we're going to be really talking about it. So I want you to call in and tell us what you think.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Have a great day. Okay.
You bet. Take care.
Okay, Patrick Jones. Okay. Patrick.
Good morning,
Good
Carl.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good
hey, Patrick.
Morning, Bob.
Are you going to stop not talking about it now?
No. I said tomorrow. Okay, now, I'm going to ask you the same three questions I ask everybody.
Excellent.
Okay, how are you going to vote on Measure A? And this is about the marijuana. If you vote yes on A, means to keep the Board of Supervisors' laws intact or their edicts intact, which means cutting out all outside grows. No means to vote against it so people can grow outside.
Carl, with all the serious issues that we have in the city of Reading, Measure A is one that is not falling within our purview. But I can tell you this. The reality is I'm probably voting no on all the ballot measures, city, county, and state. And that just makes it real simple. So there's your answer.
So you're voting no on A?
I'm going to vote no on all of them, and including A. And keep in mind, B, no, absolutely.
Yep.
No, absolutely. Not, no on all of them means no on all of them.
One.
They're all no's. They're all no's. We don't need to raise the taxes here before we look at our general fund.
Why are you
fund.
Voting no on A? I mean, it's a county-wide thing.
It's a county-wide thing. There is some issues of constitutional law. We also have a federal law that says it's illegal. So, again, we're dealing with this issue on a local, small level, like we've done in the city, and now they're doing it in the county. It needs to be dealt with at the highest level. We're wasting time and money on this issue, and we have other things to do. Right now, it's still against federal law. Council members cannot violate state or federal law. I've been consistent with that, and there's no need to add more bureaucracy and layers to something that's already illegal.
Okay. Clear on that?
Clear on that.
We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott. We have Patrick Jones with us running for re-election for city council. We come back. We've got we want to talk about how do we fund our police then? What do we do about unfunded liabilities? What are we going to do about the permits and the and questions here? We need answers, straight out answers. We'll be right back.
Quisto, candidate for Reading City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the city council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
Vote yes on Measure A. Ban outdoor pot grows. Had enough of nauseous smells, crime, intimidation, water thefts, and environmental damage? Stop outdoor marijuana cultivation. Join us and vote yes on Measure A. Ban outdoor pot grows for a safe and healthy community. Vote yes on Measure A. For more information or if you would like to help, call 225-8836. Paid for by Citizens for Yes on Measure A.
Measure B will make way for our community's first four-star hotel and create good-paying jobs for Reading residents. Here's Chamber of Commerce President Frank Strazzarino.
Reading's economy can certainly use the 40 new construction jobs and 70 permanent jobs created by the hotel.
Revenue from the new hotel will help fund the operations and improve the park. Here's Turtle Bay School Principal Linda Lawhon.
The new hotel will help sustain Turtle Bay, which provides educational and cultural enrichment for more than 10,000 children per year.
Measure B strengthens a one-of-a-kind community asset. Sharon Clay, curator of animal programs at Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay used to be subsidized by taxpayers. The new hotel will help make us self-sustaining.
Measure B, supported by the Reading Peace Officers Association, the Chamber of Commerce, all 18 Shasta County school superintendents, and thousands of local residents. Paid for by Yes on Measure B, Reading Residents for Jobs and a Sustainable Economy, with major funding by Turtle Bay Exploration Park and John Fitzpatrick.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. I have deep roots in this area. I was born and raised in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana, but I've had family here since before Lassen erupted. My husband is retired and we could live anywhere. We choose to live in Reading. We love living in a friendly, generous town. We're grateful for the parks and trails that help keep us healthy, and we're grateful to live in a community that knows how to come together to solve problems. Together, we'll make Reading a safer town. I want to invite you, the public, to become part of the process, made up of all of you, the City Council, and city employees, to make Reading thrive and be the best place to live, work, and raise a family, with safe neighborhoods and quality jobs. I'm Francie Sullivan. I'd appreciate your vote on November 4th for the Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. 8:18 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River and Linda Bott. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds are going to be out there this Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino and the Elements Lounge. And if you missed the last one, don't miss this one. We just had a great time. Special menu out there, Romance on the River. And I know the place is filling up already. I know, you know that the tables are limited seating, but give them a call at 243-3377. She's got her band, and you can dance and have a great dinner. They have a special menu out there. Great dinner, dancing, and, of course, Linda singing for 2 hours with her band. It's going to be just a great event out there. Again, 243-3377. Ask for Elements Lounge. Ask for Romance on the River for this Thursday with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Are you going to be there, Patrick?
Well, I'm just trying to get through tomorrow, to be honest, and then we'll see where
we go. Oh,
you
may have time in your hands?
I might have a lot of time on my hands. I might have my life back.
Well, that's it, but you're going to have your life back one way or the other. I
mean, one way or the other. No, I'm very happy with the outcome no matter what. I always trust the voters here in Reading. They always do what's right. And, you know, the fact of the matter is with six candidates, three will move on, three won't. Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. These contests are won with hard work, determination, and a little bit of money. And if I get beat.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
But if I get beat, it's because a candidate has simply worked harder and they deserve it. So the system works
everybody
in that regard.
Everybody has been working, and they've been working it, and they've been, you know, they've been getting their people in. There's been all types of, you know, everything's been said about everybody. And you know, for a small town, you just sit there and you look and go, gee, why would they say that? All right, let's get past this.
Well, before I do that, Carl, okay. I just wanted to say thank you to you and to Linda for being able to do what you do. You've had us on now twice. We each get an hour each time. There has been no other form of media that has been able to reach the public better than what this program right here has done. And that really does help the voters make an informed decision. And you don't get that out of the paper. You don't get that anywhere, but right here on 1460. So I wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's our town. And we first of all, respect everybody that's running. And this, you know, in that sense, that they're putting it out there. And they have the best. I think they all have the best intentions for our town. They really do.
They have good intentions, but we look at problems differently, and that's what the voters are all about.
And you look at solutions differently. Now, speaking of which, Measure F has to be a 2/3. It doesn't say it doesn't pass.
Yes.
How are we going to put more people on? More cops on the street?
What we should have done before we introduced the increase of sales tax onto the public is we should have looked at our general fund budget. That's what all of us would have done in our own private lives. We'd take a look at what we're doing and see if we can make any changes. Now, I've gone before council, not too many meetings ago, and asked my colleagues if we could get our department heads to come forward with some reductions, a 5% or 7% reduction, any kind of reduction, to be honest, I would be willing to take a look at, and redirect those funds to the police department for hiring police officers. Not just to public safety, but to the police department for more police officers. You know, Carl, we're down on police officers. The global recession has had an effect on us as well. We lost 20 officers through attrition, meaning we didn't fire them, but we could not replace them as we had retirements. We'd like to get some of those officers, if not all of those officers, back. The way to do it is look at your budget. They did not do that, not once. I asked for that to happen. They did not. They quickly went to the public and said, we need more tax revenue. That's false. You have to look at your budget first, and then if you've used all means necessary and have exhausted all forms of revenue that come in, then you go to the public and say, we need your assistance, but not before. This was an incorrect way to increase the size of government. And I'll tell you this, that if this passes, and let's say it creates the $5 million that they're expecting, the $28 million that we use to fund the Reading Police Department today out of the general fund and grants is not secure. From the backside, that can be sliced off in a variety of different ways. So in essence, this is not a dedicated tax as they would promote. And I'm very concerned about that.
So that if they've got the $5 million coming in this way, they can take it out of the they can say, okay, we don't need to fund the police this much because they've got another $5 million.
Absolutely, and you can start seeing pay and benefit increases and various other problems that get us to these problems.
And this thing right here, from what I understand, though, is under F, that none of this money can be used for a pay and pay increases.
Well, I'm not sure that's written in there, so I would not agree with that. I have not seen that specifically.
That's what Rick Bassetti said sitting here. He said,
"Well, we know
you cannot use that. You cannot use this for pay raises or their general benefits. It's got to be for putting guys on the street."
Unfortunately, I think again they move so quickly.
I say pay raises. That's what I meant. Right. I mean, you can pay them out of this. That was the idea to bring them on.
Unfortunately, this moved so quickly that a lot of this stuff was done in the rears as opposed to in the front. And it's very confusing to people. It's not the right way to do it. We don't need to tax the public more in this case, but we do need, and I've said this many times, we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
Okay. There was a $200,000 raise given to the upper management in the city hall during this time that we wanted to raise the tax.
Correct.
On this.
I did not support that. In fact, over the last 8 years, I haven't supported any pay raises because it also increases the benefit obligations that the city has. And as you know, we're $365 million roughly in pension obligations unfunded. We have to solve this problem. And I don't see a lot of my colleagues, Councilmember Gary Cadd and myself, have been the two that have worked very hard on this. And unfortunately, the majority of council members are turning a blind eye and passing this obligation and this serious problem onto the next council, and that's unfortunate. I've had 8 years to try to solve this problem, but being in a minority position has not allowed me to do so. We could have made big progress on this, but because the majority has chose not to, the problem continues to grow. And post-retirement health care is another problem. CalPERS, CalPARS, we've got multiple areas of unfunded liability that are not being addressed.
How are you going to fix that? The ones that we've already got there have they're going to get it. I mean, that's in their contract, and we should honor those contracts.
Carl, each time we have about 10 labor groups, but it's an ongoing, never-ending process as we meet in closed session to discuss personnel issues. Through negotiations, we can, as we've done in the past, it's a give and a take. And in good times, we give, and in tough times, we need to take back a little bit. And so through tough negotiations, we have to get a little back, and there's a variety of ways to do that. If you have a majority of council members willing to do so, it can happen. I've been there. I know how the process works.
So have people that have already got contracts, have them pay more into their –
There's a variety of different ways. They can pay more into CalPARS. There's more ways to be able to get a little bit of money back. And that's simply you can do it at contract bargaining when the contracts end. And we have contracts that are ending all the time. And that's the time that you start working on those problems. We owe our employees a great deal. One, we owe them a solid retirement that's well funded. The system that we have today will collapse. It's not sustainable, and that's not fair. We must do better than that. Kicking the can down the road for the last 8 years is not the way to do it. You need some folks with some backbone. It's not been fun, Carl, for me over these last 8 years. You know that.
For a while, there was a 3-2 all the time with you and Rick Bassetti and Gary Cad voting.
No, that's incorrect. There wasn't very many Rick Bassetti, Gary Cads, and Patrick Joneses, I can tell you that. Rick had a bit of a change of thinking in around 2012 when Councilmember Cad came on. And so there were times before where Rick Bassetti and Patrick Jones stayed together, and then it was estimated as Gary Cad got on that a new majority may be seen. We did not see that. We had a difference there. We were close, though. And unfortunately, close doesn't quite count. It takes a lot of backbone to stand up and say we must do something differently. We owe it to our employees to do something differently. We owe it to our city to fund public safety better. And we have to start looking at a variety of different ways. In fact, when we get into talking about the volunteers and my meetings with the chief, we'll talk about some new things that are going to help our city.
Let's go there right now, because I want to follow this up with permitting and business and REU. So
yes.
Let's go into it right now.
Volunteers. Been meeting with the chief. In fact,
and as long as we're here right now, you've met with the chief.
Yes, 5 times.
There was a lot of consternation that you'd said weekly.
Yes.
And I want everybody to know, as the chief explained it totally, but in none of what the chief ever, not all of what the chief said was used in ads, which perturbed him. And then also on Channel 7, things that were said that he never said. So,
And it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association wanted to use this negative type of thing. It is absolutely true that we had some scheduling conflicts early on. The chief had to cancel a meeting, and I had to cancel quite a few early on with the debate season. But I can tell you we are on track. We've been having weekly meetings. I've had 4 weekly meetings in a row. Right after our meeting here, Carl, I'll be meeting with the chief for number 5. So we'll have met 6 times weekly. And then tomorrow we'll present some of our findings back to council, and then we'll probably meet some more. On my flyer, should I have probably said regularly? Yep, probably should have said regularly instead of weekly. The entire time the intent was weekly. We did have 5 weekly meetings in there. Did I lie? Absolutely not. Do we get busy and things happen? Absolutely. So it's unfortunate that negativity wants to get in on something that's going to be very good for the citizens of Reading and very good for the Reading Police Department. We need help, Carl. We need every tool that we can get right now to deal with the rising crime rate in the city of Reading. It is unacceptable. And we're letting our city slip by and become a statistic like so many other cities in California. And I'm unwilling to sit by and do that. So, and that is why we're meeting, and the chief has some good ideas.
Okay, we're going to take an early break then so we can get into this. We don't have to break in the middle of it. My guest is Patrick Jones, running for re-election for Reading City Council. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. I want to announce, we keep playing on the bump music, starting this month is Dr. Davis. Dr. Christy Davis, who is going to be offering free comprehensive eye examinations for all U.S. military veterans during the month of November. It's extended to all veterans currently serving, honorably discharged or retired. It'll take place in her office on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 222-7271, 222-7271, and we're going to have her on later this week to talk about this great thing she's offering. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
Shasta County supervisors tried to pass a ban on outdoor medical marijuana cultivation. This new proposed law will be on the November 4th ballot, and it's called Measure A. Measure A will force all patients to store their marijuana in a specifically designed and permitted detached accessory structure, costing the patient over $12,000 to build. Without this building, Measure A will make both the outdoor cultivation and storage of medical marijuana a misdemeanor charge for thousands of otherwise legal patients in Shasta County. Vote no on Measure A. With Measure A, the county and/or sheriff's department could inspect your property without a warrant, solely on the merit of suspicion of cultivation. Measure A is a violation of constitutional rights. Vote no on Measure A. Protect your rights and register to vote before October 20th, then show up to the polls to vote. Vote no on Measure A. This ad was paid for by the Shasta County Citizens No on Measure A Ballot Committee.
Drought, excessive regulations, Southern California trying to grab our water. We need strong leaders in office willing to take a stand. We need Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our local values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Doug is fighting for more water storage and less Washington red tape. He's working to stop wasteful spending, like the LA to San Francisco bullet train, and slash the debt that threatens future generations. And Doug is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress. Doug LaMalfa.
This is Doug LaMalfa. I'm fighting for more water storage, less debt, and to protect our way of life. I approve this message, and I'd be honored to represent you in Washington, D.C.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
In a loving embrace, by all of the guns at once and exploding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Your child, born to be wild. Welcome back. 8:33 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow. Might be partly cloudy, but it's still a good day to vote because it's your right. Institute your right. Take your rights. Go down and vote if you haven't voted already. If you've got one, if you've got ballots you're not sure of, you just bring them on down here to KCNR 1460. I'll help you fill out those ballots. You can take them right down there. I will help. You know, you don't tire of listening to these damn politicians and reading those pesky propositions. Come on down. Bring your ballot with you. I'll help you with it right here. Right down here at KCNR 1460. 1326 Market Street.
And I'm this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time with great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop off in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right across from Subway's. I'm here with Patrick Jones and running for re-election for city council. We were talking about you met with the chief. Okay, what's the plan now for the volunteers? How does that move forward?
So first, Carl, the crime rate in Reading is too high. We must reduce crime, period. We must reduce crime. The first thing, I've asked my colleagues before, I'll ask them again, come back, make some changes within general fund departments and put more police officers on the street. That reduces crime. That's first. Second, volunteer program. Let's utilize 90,000 people, the potential for 90,000 people that are in our city, and really more than that that's in the county, because a lot of people have an interest of what's happening here in the city. They have businesses here, even though they may live in the county. So let's coordinate, quite possibly, with the volunteer watch program, a volunteer program where we use old squad cars or other types of vehicles. It's not terribly important, where people can cruise their neighborhood and or their business district, maybe two-man shifts, 2 hours of the day, in the times where criminal activity happens, to help reduce crime, to help their neighborhood, to help their business.
Won't that put them at harm's way?
In everything that we do, there is some liability. But these folks are not going to get out of the cruiser. They're simply going to put eyes on the ground. When they see suspicious activity, they will call it in. And mainly what we want to do is cruise through neighborhoods, keeping an eye on what's happening, and that level of deterrent will help reduce crime. And so we're going to minimize. The last thing we want to do is put a volunteer in harm's way.
How many police cars have been attacked in the last year? I mean, do we know?
I don't have a number for you, but I can tell you this, Carl, that in New York City, 4,500 volunteers are used there, and it's a pretty tough city, and they've even had some deaths there with their volunteers. So there is some liability. However, Cottonwood, Bernie,
Cottonwood's got a good
Weaverville
program in
there. There are lots of programs. I talked to retired Sheriff Pope a few days ago, and at the height of his career, they had 500 volunteers in the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. So volunteers
so what's
can be used.
What's the police say? Or what does Chief Paletti say about
yes,
this?
Yes, there are room for volunteers, and he believes that, and we're making good progress there.
Okay.
You know, we're discussing things about, you know, like the purpose and scope, you know, the definition for a volunteer, having a volunteer coordinator for recruiting and tracking and maintaining volunteer handbooks. We're talking about recruitment and screening, selection and replacement. Those are all types of things that we'll go over with detail, and eventually the council will make the final determination as we come back. In addition to this, Carl, it's not just volunteers. We're also talking about and a volunteer is a person that has receives no compensation, no pay and no compensation. So
right.
We're also talking about expanding the cadet program. Now, these are folks that are paid
out of Shasta College.
Shasta College, and, okay. And you might have heard about Shasta College right now is having a program where they'll pay 75% of the cadets' pay. That's huge for the city of Reading. We could expand that program. The chief is very much he's working on that now.
And those are paid ones that he can use as he would the community service officers.
I don't know if it would really be a community service officer, but they could do a lot of things. And the things that they do today, we could expand upon that. That helps free up some officers in paperwork and the mundane things. In addition to that, the chief would and me and the chief were discussing about a new program of reserves where we have retired officers coming to work for the city of Reading, again, not paid, and they're post-certified officers, so they can go out there and do the more aggressive work. We don't have a reserve program today. Many cities in America do. So more police officers, volunteers, the expanding of a cadet program, and reserves. Those are tangible things that all will help reduce crime before it happens. Now, the last piece to this puzzle, as you know, is incarceration. And the revolving door with the Shasta County Sheriff's Department and the court and the jail, this isn't working. And we can put some pressure on the county, and I'm not unwilling to spend and put some money to that.
Like what kind of pressure can you put on there? There's no place to put them.
The idea here is that as we start, one, reduce crime first, make those arrests. As we start making more arrests and they book and release more, it will put pressure on the jail to do something about the revolving door that's not getting better, but it's getting worse, and it means they have to fund it.
What can they do?
They have to fund it. They have to fund incarceration. Find ways to incarcerate people. And you know the work that's being discussed at Breslauer. I'm willing to put money to incarceration and possibly send them out of town. So there are things that we can do. There are things that they can do, too. So all those things need to be put on the table.
Are you willing to fund a temporary holding facility so you could take a bunch of them off the street at one time?
To a certain extent, yes. I mean, we can't go out and put $10 million out, but in the tune of, say, $1 million or $1.5 million, I'm pretty certain that we could scrape up that. Absolutely. So I'm.
If you had a facility, if Shasta County, and this is what Basenko has said, if I had a facility, I need a facility right now that I could lock, 200 people up in, take them off the street, a temporary holding facility, but the whole thing is how do you pay the staff to do it?
Correct.
So you'd be willing to chime in on that one?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't see it changing until we get something like that because with this 47, if it passes, 45%, yeah, 47 passes, we're going to get another 300-400 on our streets or more.
I agree.
With that. Plus, we have to keep more. And if we have to keep more already, article in the paper today, I don't know if you saw it, where somebody watched a strong arm robbery and chased them all the way down Cypress. It took 26 minutes before the police got there, and then by that time they were gone.
Right.
And in broad daylight.
Well, clearly, you know, anything that we can do to reduce crime is going to help. And that is part of the scenario. And the things that I've mentioned will do that. And then the other half of it is incarceration. And as you know, with the chief and what you've been able to accomplish, Carl, here, right here on 1460, is you've been able to increase the level of awareness about the criminal activity in the city of Reading. And it's got people talking, and it's got council members acting, and maybe we can get city staff to move forward with some good proposals.
Well, would you be willing to, upon reelection, were you willing to get up on a stage in a town hall meeting with the other city council members and some of the staff and have the people ask you all questions directly about what you're planning on doing?
Absolutely. You know I'd like that. I love, in fact, through this debate process, we've had plenty of debates, and I've really enjoyed the debates. And, in fact, I've enjoyed this entire process, except for the last few weeks with the negativity, and I could have done without that. But I really like getting out. We're walking neighborhoods. We've walked now 26 different neighborhoods. We've been walking hard. I didn't take this third run very lightly. We've worked hard at it, and I've really enjoyed talking to the public.
All right. Let's address this thing that keeps coming up. You said you were going to run, for 8 years.
True.
And now you're back. Because I know it's not something you truly enjoy.
No, I don't. So why
are you running for
each time I've ran, when I first was elected in 2006, and I ran in 2002 and lost, ran in 2004 and lost, and finally ran and won in 2006. And I was only going to do one term there. It's a very stressful job. It's hard to get your colleagues to change. They say you can't change City Hall. I'm so determined and dedicated that I always believe that I can with the support of the public. And each time I have not. But it's because the public comes forward. And I'm not talking about one or two people. I'm talking about 20, 30, 40, 50 people come to me and say, we want you to stay in there. Reading needs you. And they said that louder this time than they ever had. I was prepared to go back to my life. I kind of enjoyed that, and I missed that. And I certainly don't do it for the $503 a month I get. I turned down all the benefits. I turned down all the health, the vision, the dental. I would get that for life. I've turned that all down. I didn't go there for that. I really did go there to serve. I'm continuing to do that. I believe this last and final run for me, and that's the way I always look at it because it's not enjoyable. This is a tough, grueling job to make these changes. We're talking about spending taxpayers' money, hard-earned money. I don't take it lightly. It's not fun. You don't see me laughing around too much at City Hall. It's a very serious thing to spend your tax money, and I'm not happy with how they're doing it. So they need me, Carl. City Council, this city needs me or guys like me, and that's
outlook.
Why I'm
need
back.
Your outlook.
That's
okay.
Correct.
All right. I've asked this for everybody, too. If you're sitting up there on the dais of the city council, who do you want to see up there with you? One of our We've heard different things.
Yeah.
So who would you like to see sit?
You know, as you know, I'm a fiscal conservative, and I want to see people through the debate process. I'm going by what these candidates have said in the debates. Now, if they said things like, well, I don't want to tie my hands, so I'm going to make that decision down the road, that doesn't give me anything to go by. I don't know about that person. And consequently, I'm not sure if I want to see that person alongside me. I got clear answers out of Mike Quinn, and I appreciate that. And so I think he would do well at city council. And I'm warming up to Mike DeQuisto. Some of the things that he has said along the way, he's been clear and concise. And I like those things. And I think the three of us would do well moving forward. And is that how it's going to work? That's up to the voters. But for me,
what if it's not? What if you have Kristen and Francie there?
It could be any number of things. And I will work hard for the citizens of Reading. Just like I have with whomever is elected, I will try to convince them. And eventually the numbers will convince them. They will have no other options.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Patrick Jones, running for re-election for city council. We come back, I want to talk about RU, and I'm going to talk about business, what we can do to get business back here and permitting and all this, because we talked about waiving the fees and what that did, and people are complaining about that too. We'll be right back.
I want to be elected. I'm Yankee Doodle Dandy in a gold Rolls Royce. I want to be elected. Kids want a savior and don't need a faith. I want to be elected. We're all going to rock to the rules that I make. I want to be elected. Elected.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. I have deep roots in this area. I was born and raised in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana, but I've had family here since before Lassen erupted. My husband is retired and we could live anywhere. We choose to live in Reading. We love living in a friendly, generous town. We're grateful for the parks and trails that help keep us healthy, and we're grateful to live in a community that knows how to come together to solve problems. Together, we'll make Reading a safer town. I want to invite you, the public, to become part of the process, made up of all of you, the City Council, and city employees, to make Reading thrive and be the best place to live, work, and raise a family, with safe neighborhoods and quality jobs. I'm Francie Sullivan. I'd appreciate your vote on November 4th for the Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
Are you tired of the rising city crime rate due to our ever-increasing transient at AB 109 population? A yes vote on Measure F would send a clear and simple message to criminals. You will serve your time. Shasta County has had its AB 109 budget cut and a limit placed on the number of felons that can be returned to prison. If the limit of criminals returned to prison is exceeded, further budget cuts will occur, allowing more felons to roam our streets to commit more crimes. Monies generated by Measure F will be used for support personnel and to send criminals convicted in Shasta County to other counties, freeing up our jail to keep convicted criminals in and not being released to commit further crimes. 75% of the budget would be used to purchase 37,000 days of incarceration in other counties. Measure F will provide an ongoing revenue stream to get the AB 109ers and transients under control. Vote yes on Measure F, and let's get them out of town. Paid for by the Committee for Yes on Measure F.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Reading City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the City Council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:47 in the morning. 50 degrees out there. Going to be a nice day. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we're here with our last political interview for this year. Election Day is tomorrow, and we got Patrick Jones here with us. Tomorrow we're going to have, I think we've got a number of people coming in, Good News Rescue Mission and all that, but Enjoy Magazine. So Enjoy Magazine's coming in as they do at the beginning of each month to talk about what's happening in there, and kind of like we can kind of, you know, start decompressing, because Wednesday we go right back into the, politics when we're going to start discussing the outcome of the election. So anyway, Patrick Jones is my guest. And Patrick, let's talk about the cost of doing business here in town, the impact fees and all that. 2 years ago, you led a battle to waive part of the impact fees. Is this correct?
You know, we have a great city. We live in a great city. Unfortunately, the building activity in Reading has been highly stifled by excessive impact fees. I went to all the council meetings starting from 2002 to today. In fact, I'm the only city council member that has a perfect attendance, never missing one meeting in all my time. And I made sure that I did that work because it's important. It's important to know the history of what happens with impact fees based on future growth, and in this case, future growth that did not happen. So we doubled the impact fees for the city of Reading. It doubled them in 2002 and then doubled them again in 2004 based on future growth that seemed to be happening at that time.
That was the big economy
that
going
big
on.
That was, boom.
You know, everybody had a lot of money then. So, that went bust.
So the fees essentially got up now to $35,000 to $40,000 for a single-family home. We were able, with my colleagues.
Mid-size. Yeah.
So we were able, with my colleagues, help from my colleagues on a narrow 3-2 split, as I recall, reduce impact fees by one-third for the first 100 permits, and then we were able to do it again for the next 100. What did that do for our town? It put 750 people to work. It created $16 million worth of activity in our community, and it put more money into the city hall coffers than what we would have had, because we were getting nothing. The town had come to a screeching halt, and we were at the bottom of the recession.
Well, what about they're saying that Bill Nagel was on, said we need to build infrastructure, and the new building is supposed to pay for that infrastructure.
Correct.
And it was $1.5 million worth of impact fees in this.
And my response to Bill is that we received more money into City Hall than what we would have done if we had done nothing. We received more money to fix more infrastructure and to build more infrastructure. And all this is infill, Carl. We're not talking about expanding or annexing or increasing the footprint of our city. It's all in infill. And recently, I asked for that again, a one-third reduction of impact fees for single-family homes, and this city council, again, on a 3-2, council member CAD supported the idea of reducing the impact fees, and no one else did, and it failed. There's been a lot of talk in this session in this particular run for 2014 for city council, and several of the candidates agree the impact fees are too high. And so I'm very hopeful that after the election, we have enough people on council that will readdress this. And what it'll do is it'll get Reading back building again. We need a culture change here in the city of Reading. We have a reputation, Carl, right now, and you know that reputation, and it's one of the worst in the state for being friendly, building friendly here in the city of Reading. That's on our hands.
Well, you know, our building here, our construction here is like other people's manufacturing.
Correct.
This is what we do.
This is what we do.
And we've lost a timber to a great deal. We lost mining to a great deal, and I think they even overturned that one. But now, so our building is what kind of ties us all together here and gives us, raises the water level. So
I want to be known when people come here to build, when they have a piece of property and they want to build their project and build their dream and put people to work and stimulate the economy. I want to have the reputation of being the best in the state. People will come here to say, hey, Reading is a build-friendly city. And that's not what we have today. And I'd like to surround myself with people that feel the same way. I think it will be super beneficial. It's probably the number one most important thing we can do to get this city moving in the right direction.
Okay. Looking at impact fees. What other things can you do to help business come in here?
Well, Carl,
government doesn't build business, but they sure can make it easier.
Well, you know that government doesn't do business. We don't know how to do business. Stillwater Business Park is a great example of the city and governments not understanding business. We need to help them. We're here to help you. That is the reality. Now, who believes that today? Who believes that government is here to help you? It's a culture change. We're spending your dollars. We need to help you. And we're not doing that. We're picking and choosing who gets to do what, when, where, and how. And it's wrong and it's inappropriate. For example, the Oasis Road. That is a huge potential.
Why hasn't this passed? I mean, what's holding up Oasis Road? I mean, I thought everything had been agreed on it. We got Costco wanting to go out there. It's going to be millions of dollars.
It's moving forward, and Costco will go forward. But the reality
is, what's the holdup?
The holdup today, Carl, is the bureaucracy. They've blamed the developer. They've blamed everybody except for ourselves. And the reality is that thing should have been built 10 years ago. We have a potential of 3 million square feet of retail development there inside the city limits on I-5. It's our last big development. You talk about putting people to work and creating jobs. Oasis Road is it.
Stillwater. Thoughts on Stillwater? I understand that there's some big nibbles right now to put something up down there.
Well,
is that true?
We're going to push hard on Stillwater. Obviously, at $27 million cost to the taxpayer, it's there. We want to promote it. The policy for the council is to give the first lot away. So far, we've not been able to give that first lot away and create any kind of job activity and create the jobs. That's what it was all about.
About that private prison I was talking about.
Well, it might not be a bad idea.
Shovel ready.
Of course, everything there will be subject to prevailing wage because it was subsidized. That's a big hurdle. And
really?
Absolutely. So it's going to be a tricky process. How can you bring light industry, because that's what it's for, into California? That's a high hurdle. We're not going to turn anyone away. In fact, I would say the city is bending over backwards to try to do whatever they can to get businesses there. It is a great opportunity for some company if there's a reason that they need to be in California to manufacture. As we know, most are leaving California, but if there's a reason, if we have a particular strategic location or something, we're willing to look for them. There are some nibbles. We hope that it's successful.
REU is building is bought a new building out there on Airport Road.
Correct.
People have talked about it. Said what are they going to do for customer service on the way out there? Plus a $600,000 worth of furniture that was bought out of Sacramento and not here locally.
Well, there's so many.
What happened on that?
There's so many things wrong with that, Carl. And first, I did not support the majority of council members. Again, we hear about the dysfunction at City Hall. Well, I would say again, it's not dysfunction. It's just the majority at work. We moved REU workers out of City Hall. That was their home. They didn't need to move out of City Hall. I did not support that move. And we put them over on Airport Road at the very edge of our city. And that expenditure out there is going to cost the ratepayers about $12 million. Totally unacceptable. They had their home. They needed to stay in their home. They were at the right location. They needed to stay there. But this was a way to move them out, to move police admin in. It was the wrong decision. We had an opportunity to take a look at many buildings for the police department to retrofit for the new police facility. Those were all turned down. It's unfortunate that it worked like that because this ultimately affects the ratepayers, and the ratepayers lose $12 million. It was wrong, very unappropriate. Also, we had an opportunity to keep business local. And once again, the majority of council members decided to move that furniture purchase to a Sacramento company.
What was the reasoning for it? I mean, okay, take off your one hat, put on the other. Why would they buy it out of Sacramento when you had a chance to buy? I mean, there were bids from here, right?
For the life of me, Carl, I don't know why. I mean, we had a product here that was superior to the product in Sacramento based on the warranty. It was a superior warranty. And if you take in parity, the price was better. And for the life of me, it was staff recommended that they go with the company in Sacramento and not go with the local company. And, of course, the majority of council members go with staff recommendations. And I'm going to say this one last time in closing. Council Member Sullivan, you know, while we get along really well, she's a great, nice lady. She has not differed with staff on any item in 4 years. So my point is, why have her there? We need individual thinkers, and we need to support some of our local folks here when they prove that they have the product and the service, and we can do it. That was a mistake, and it cost our community $500,000.
Okay. I hear these things. People call me on stuff. Is REU buying land?
They did. Yes, they did.
Can they buy land?
Sure. If it's for their function, of course, we've seen the Strati property was a great example of buying a piece of property as a spite strip. That was years ago. Finally, we were able to correct that. But at least the property that was purchased on Airport Road is going to be for the utility. So that is an appropriate purchase.
Big raises for the management out at REU.
Yeah, and I didn't support that. And staff, again, made the recommendation that they were below market value and that they needed a raise. The problem, Carl, is that it wouldn't surprise me that most of our workers probably are deserve their good people. They work hard. They're good folks. And they probably deserve a raise. The reality is today, until we address the unfunded liabilities, I can't in good conscience give anyone a raise.
Okay. Okay, we got like 2 minutes. Why should we vote for Patrick Jones?
Carl, you should vote for me because the city needs guys like me. I'm a watchdog for the taxpayers. I always have been. I'm a hard worker. I read my staff reports. I show up. I do my job. I'm consistent. I'll say what I mean, and I'll do what I say. I believe greatly in our town. I grew up here. I'm going to live here my entire life. I don't ever see myself living or leaving this town. I love Reading. So I'm in it here for the long haul. And the reality is that when you hear things about dysfunction at City Hall, maybe come to City Hall and take a look and see. And I believe the city needs to move in a different direction. I believe it needs to be fiscally sound, and I'm the guy to do it.
Okay. Patrick Jones, how do people can still give, right?
They absolutely can. We still got a couple more days. We can still buy a little more TV and radio time. I like that.
A couple more days.
Well,
today. Yeah, come over and drop $500 on my desk here, and we'll run you a few more times.
We have a few more hours. Yeah. You know, I've been fortunate. So many people have come forward and given small amounts, and I really appreciate that. And for all my walkers and all my committee, thank you so much. We couldn't have gotten this far, so I appreciate it very much, and thank you, Carl.
Well, thanks, Patrick, for being on with us. And, you know, you're a straight shooter and you give answers and people may not like them, but you've never waved from it. So, all right. Okay. Tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have some people in from Good News Rescue Mission and a couple other things. Enjoy Magazine. Wednesday, Pius Danuk and a couple others. We're going to discuss the election. Thursday and Friday, Doug Lamoff will be with us. Remember, everybody, go out and vote. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. An Iraqi official and a Sunni tribal leader say ISIS militants have shot dead 36 Sunni tribesmen, women, and children. The total number of people the extremists have killed from the tribe in recent days is now more than 200. Also at SRNnews.com, a suicide bomber detonated explosives near a Pakistani paramilitary checkpoint near the country's eastern border with India yesterday. At least 54 people were killed. BBC correspondent Shamela Jaffrey reports on the importance of that particular border crossing.
It's a symbol of national pride. It's a big tourist attraction. It's the place where hundreds of families from all over Pakistan and foreigners love to visit, and people go there and they sing their national anthems, and every evening there's parade, and then Indian and Pakistani border guards, they lower their flags simultaneously. So there is a sense of theater.